WMFO in Medford. Not sure what just happened there. We had a little brownout. Not sure what's going on here. Stand by. WMFO 91.5 FM. My name's Chris Searle. The show is Time Travel. I'm going to reset the system here and see what's going on. We are on the air. My name is Chris Searle. The show I do is Time Travel from 5 to 7 p.m. every Wednesday night. And it's also Watch This with Chris Searle. It's a movie show. For some reason, the system just went down for a second there. I don't know if we... Yeah, no, I still got lights and everything, so I'm not sure what's going on here. But anyway, getting it back up and running. I was playing a bunch of songs from 1966. And the next one I got for you... Well, that was The Temptations, Ain't Too Proud to Beg, and then it just shut right off. So let me start that one up again for you. It looks like I'm back online here. Sorry for the hiccup there. It's WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Going to fire off an email to the ops team and just let them know what's going on. But you are listening to 91.5 FM. It is high above the Tufts campus, Curtis Hall in Medford, Massachusetts. My name's Chris Earle, and thanks for listening. Here's The Temptations again.
I don't mind, 'cause you mean that much to me. Anyway, I can't. Ain't too proud to be, sweet darling. Please.
my heart, and each day it grows more and more. I'm not ashamed to come and plead to you, baby. Your pleading keeps you from walking out that door.
All right, we're back up and we're cooking. One more from 1966. This is the Kinks. Time Travel here with you until 7 p.m.
They seek him here. They seek him there. His clothes are loud, but never square. It will make or break him, so he's got to buy the best. 'Cause he's a dedicated follower of fashion. And when he does his little rounds round the boutiques of London town, eagerly pursuing all the latest fads and trends. 'Cause he's a dedicated follower of fashion. Oh yes he is.
Oh yes he is.
Oh yes he is.
Oh yes he is.
Thinks he is a flower to be looked at. And when he pulls his frilly nylon and his raked up tight, he feels a dedicated follower of fashion. Oh yes he is.
Oh yes he is.
Oh yes he is.
Oh yes he is.
There's one thing that he loves, and that is flattery. One week he's in polka dots, the next week he's in stripes. But he's a dedicated follower of fashion. They seek him here, they seek him there, in Regent Street and Leicester Square. Army marches on, each one a dedicated follower of fashion. Oh yes he is.
Oh yes he is.
Oh yes he is.
Oh yes he is.
His world is built round discotheques and parties. His pleasure-seeking individual always looks his best. 'Cause he's a dedicated follower of fashion. Oh yes he is.
Oh yes he is.
Oh yes he is.
Oh yes he is.
He flits from shop to shop just like a butterfly. In matters of the cloth he is as fickle as can be. 'Cause he's a dedicated follower of fashion. He's a dedicated follower of fashion.
Beautiful. Let's move on to 1978.
Well, good luck for both of our sakes. See you in the future.
You mean the past?
Exactly.
Now the world don't move to the beat of just one drum. What might be right for you may not be right for some. A man is born, he's a man of need. Everybody finds a way to shine. It don't matter that you got not a lot. So what? They'll have theirs and you'll have
get up.
Just to say that everything is just
All right, you're in 1978 here on Time Travel.
I walk 47 miles of barbed wire. I got a cobra snake for a necktie. A brand new house along the roadside, and it's a made out of rattlesnake hide. Got a brand new gin that baby put on top, and it's a made out of human skull. Come on, take a little walk with me, baby, and tell me, who do you love? Baby, don't you give me no lip. Who do you love? Who do you love? I got a tombstone and a graveyard line. I'm just 22 and I don't mind dying. Who do you love?
It's time for America's favorite daytime fun show, Let's Make a Dope Deal. Yes, Let's Make a Dope Deal, where young pushers try to parlay their stash into that really big connection and jump up into dealerhood. And our first contestant today on Let's Make a Dope Deal is former head of the philosophy department at Harvard University. He is the holder of a PhD, an MA, a BA, and is a BMF besides. Would you please give a big warm welcome for Bob Bitchin? Come on, let's have a hand for Bob Bitchin. Here he is all the way from Harvard, Bob Bitchin. Well, it's really great to have you on the show tonight. Bob, how you doing?
bitching.
Bitching. Don't listen that far out and solid and right on, Bob. Tell us, Bob, here's the question I ask of all our contestants. What made you drop out?
Well, a lot of people think it was the 400 acid trips they took, you know.
Uh-huh, but what was it really, Bob?
One day I played Black Sabbath at 78 speed, man.
What? And then what happened?
I saw God.
I saw God. Well, that sounds like true enlightenment to me,
yeah,
Bob.
Yeah,
tell us, Bob, what have you been doing with all those degrees? I noticed you had a PhD, an MA, and a BA. What have you been doing with all that knowledge?
Making candles, man.
Making candles. Well, that sounds creative, Bob. What kind of candles are they?
Oh, they're really neat table candles, you know.
Table candles?
Yeah, you pour wax on a table.
Uh-huh.
And you set it on fire, man.
Well, that sounds like a hot item, Bob. Okay, you ready to play our game?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Now, you know the rules. You get fronted with a stash of 50 keys, and you can wager part of them or just some of them on any one of our tests.
50 keys?
50 keys.
Can I quit now?
No, not yet, Bob. You have to play our game. Okay, Bob, how many you want to wager on the first test?
All of them.
All of them. He's going to shoot the works, or mainline, as we call it here on Let's Make a Dope Deal. Okay, Bob, for 50 keys, what is your name? You have 60 seconds.
Hey, I know that one.
Starts with a B.
Then what is it, man?
I knew it when I came in here, man.
Ends with a B.
Oh, don't tell me. Happy birthday.
10 seconds, Bob.
Bob!
And you win 50 keys for the tensions mount here on Let's Make a Dope Deal.
How you get
on? Oh, boy, Bob, now you have 100 keys.
Almost
did. Okay, here we go for the second plateau. How many keys do you want to wager this time?
All of them.
All of them is going to shoot the works again, huh? What balls he has. Okay, here we go, Bob. For another 100 keys. How many joints are in a lid? 30 seconds.
Oh, I know that one.
Two.
Okay. Two.
Yeah, I roll big joints.
Our judges say that's okay. They roll big joints too. And you win another 100 keys. Boy, the pressure's filling. Here we go, Bob. Okay. Okay, now we're going for the big and final test. Okay, in front of you, you see three doors marked door number one, door number two, and door number three.
Number
behind
three.
One of those doors, Bob,
number three,
is
man.
50 pounds of Lebanese blonde hash. Makes your eyes red just thinking about them, huh? Okay,
three,
Bob, I'm
going
to make you do it. I'll give you $50 and 50 reds for your keys right now.
Oh, take the reds.
No,
man.
I'll give you $1,000 and 50 reds.
I want the hash.
He wants the hash. Okay, Bob, here we go. Now I must remind you that behind the other two doors are narcs. Okay, Bob, here we go. What'll it be? Will it be door number one, door number two, or...
Or what?
Narcs. There's two narcs behind the other.
I'll take the bread, man.
I'm sorry, Bob. It's too late. You have to choose. What'll it be? One, two, or three?
Number three.
Four. No, Bob, there's only three. I know, you're nervous. Okay. One, two, or three?
Two, one.
Two, one.
Oh,
one.
Number three, man, number three.
One. Black light, no tap backs. Okay. You chose door number one. Let's see who's behind that door. It's Officer O'Malley, the FBI. You're busted. Join us next week when we play Let's Make a Dope Deal.
What happened, man?
I messed up.
Searching for light in the darkness. finding what I don't like the most. So I think it's time for us to have a toast. Let's have a toast for the douchebags. Let's have a toast for the let's have a toast for the scumbags. Every one of them that I know. Let's have a toast for the jerk-offs that'll never take work off. Maybe I got a plan. Run away fast as you can.
5 pictures in my email. I sent this girl a picture of my hey. I don't know what it is with females, but I'm not too good at that. See, I can have me a good girl and still be addicted to them hood rats. And I just blame everything on you. At least you know that's what I'm good at. And I always find, yeah, I always find, yeah, I always find something wrong. You've been putting up with my dish just way too long. I'm so gifted at finding what I don't like the most. So I think it's time for us to have a toast. Let's have a toast for the douchebags. Let's have a toast for the let's have a toast for the scumbags. Every one of them that I know. Let's have a toast for the jerk-offs that'll never take work off. Baby, I got a plan. Run away fast as you can.
Run away from the baby. Run away. Run away from the baby. Run away. Let them get crazy. Run away. Get the long plan. Run away as fast as you can. Run away from the baby. Run away, run away from me, baby. Run away, let him get crazy. Or can't she just run away? Baby, I got a plan. Run away as fast as you can.
24/7, 365. She still stays on my mind. I did it. Alright, alright, I admit it. Now pick your next move. You can leave or live with it. It could buy a train with that. Off top off, split and go where? Back to wearing knockoffs, high, knock it off. Neiman's, shop it off. Let's talk over my ties, waitress, top it off. Look like coaches wanna fly in your Freddy loafers. You can't blame them, they ain't never seen Versace sofas. Every bag, every blouse, every bracelet comes with a price tag, baby, face it. You should leave if you can't accept the basics. Plenty of tools in a ball and looking matrix. Invisibly set, the Rolex is faceless. I'm just young, rich, and tasteless. P.
Never was much of a romantic. I could never take the intimacy. And I know I did damage. Cause the look in your eyes is killing me. I guess you knew an advantage. Cause you could blame me for everything. And I don't know how I'ma manage. If one day you just up and leave.
And I always find, yeah, I always find something wrong. You've been putting up with my just way too long. I'm so gifted at finding what I don't like the most. So I think it's time for us to have a toast. Let's have a toast for the douchebags. Let's have a toast for the toast for the scumbags. Every one of them that I know. Let's have a toast for the jerk-offs that'll never take work off. Baby, I got a plan. Run away fast as you can.
105 WMFO Medford.
Keys for you. We're in 2011 here on Time Travel. We'll make a request, 855-915-WMFO. Got a few coming up. Thanks for calling in. Stay warm, everybody. This should heat you up. This is a nice little song with a great video. It's Coldplay with Paradise.
She closed her eyes.
All right, we're going to jump to 1974 right now. This one goes out by request. Time travel from 2011 to 1974. This is Boz Scaggs and Dwayne Allman with Loan Me a Dime here on Time Travel.